Chapter 6 of Shai Yisrael. Behinei, and behold, Hakos of Himshel Es Yisrael. The verse presents both the nations, the Umas Olam, and Israel and the nations of the world. The Yachsam Zelazeh. There's a unique metaphor that the verse employs when looking at the nations of the world and the Jewish nation in their relationship one to the other. Keteva ha'esh v'mayim, like the nature of fire and water. Shekein umas ha'olam nimshalu b'kasov l'mayim. We find that the nations of the world are compared to water. Kedvar ha'novi Yeshaya, as Isaiah chapter 17:12 writes, well, prophesied, Havi hamon amim rabim kamos yomim yehemoyim. The multitude of nations is compared to the large multitude of waters that can bring about overwhelming. Viksiv Shir Hashirim Chazayin, and looking at the idea that the Jewish people in this relationship are compared to fire, in Song of Songs 8:7, the verse states, Maim Rabim Lo Yuchlu L'chavos Asava. Many waters are not able to extinguish the love. I mean, of course, God has all the nations of the world. Yisrael nimshu le'esh. So this is in relationship to the Jewish people. The abundant waters do not overwhelm the Jewish people's covenant. Yisrael nimshu le'esh b'mikra. Where do we find the Jewish people compared to fire? Kedirsiv, as is written in Ovadia, Al-Firches, V'haya Beis Yaakov Eish, and the house of Jacob will be fire. V'hochi Isa V'bereishis Rabba, Pashas V'yishlach. This is also in the Medrash, She Yaakov Amar L'maloch, De'ana Kula Eish. Yaakov said to the angel, I am entirely fire. And that, again, is in his struggle with Saro Shel Esav, with other nations. So this idea is actually brought earlier than the Netziv. It is a Maral as well. And the Netziv has a lot of insights to share with us based on this dynamic. V'hine mishonahi ha'esh min ha'mayim, bitzurasa. There is a fundamental difference between fire and water in its form. Bitchunasa pnimo, in its inner makeup. Vuhulasa alacherin, how it interacts and affects others. Bitzurasa, in its form. Sha'esh hidavame, fire is something that illuminates. That is, the nature of fire is to bring light. V'amayim ein lahem ora kol iker. Water is not something that brings light. We're going to see later, water can transmit heat, but it is not actually illuminary per se. Rak choshech, it does not have luminance. Luminescence. Bipulasa al acherim, in its interactions and effects on others. Sha'esh mechamemes es hadavar. Fire warms something that's nearby to it. V'hamayim mikarim, and water chills something that is near it. V'lo'od, and not only that, ela sha'esh zeu kocha shenitan la. This is the force given to fire. L'shanos gamas hamayim l'tovo, to change the water for the better. Lechamam up, to warm them up. Lagim letachas ma, and to achieve their purpose. Shetehe ruach hayishuv nocha mehem. That there should be a spirit of civilization that comes forth from them. Bachila, bashtia, by eating and drinking. Mikol davar asher, bashal yevusha, anything that is cooked, b'mayim, in water. Chol ze aidei nitzutz echad shel esh. All this can be accomplished by one little ember. Haba misrachev aidei etzim harvin. That can be spread through many branches. Matakin asamayim harabim tikun yofin. And can cause a tremendous improvement and benefit for a huge amount of water. Vihine, imkein, and behold, if this is so, hayroi amnam, it would be appropriate, ki ha'esh v'amayim yu tamid ovim zeze. There should be a natural affinity between fire and water. Ubiyichud eile ha'achronim eser shon. Certainly the water is improved by fire. So why is it not that way? The first element provides a great improvement for the water by the nature that is given within it to achieve this purpose. The fire is given the qualities that should bring the water to fulfill its purpose. Chozos, nonetheless, roi manachin. We see in their direct interactions, shahasina benem azameod. There's a great hatred between them, powerful hatred. V'shetef maim mechabim esharbe. And the flooding of water will extinguish much fire. V'rash mumah. A great crackling. What is the firefighter going to use? In theory, use water, some other things also probably, but that is going to extinguish the fire. Ad shita abid suras eish begalui. Until the form of the fire is extinguished from any explicit manifestation. Virak po visham, and only here and there, be'etzim ubavonim, among the trees and stones, odisha koa hacho, is there a remnant of the heat? Laso says puloso, shahaisa loetchila. Is it able to distribute heat, like originally, lechamim kol dover hakorevlo, to warm up that which is next to it? Avokolza eno elo bishasha eish pogas pamai, the gufamai. All this that we're describing is when the fire and water are in direct contact. Az hamayim shotvin uma'abdim es suras eish. Then the water floods and causes a destruction, a loss of the form of the fire. Ve'yishchisua, it'll destroy it. Kol kach, to the full extent. Ad shenasis geru minamayim. It actually becomes inferior to the water. Ayidei ha'asha. Emachnik. What happens to the fire when it comes in direct contact with the water? Not only is it extinguished, but now you have smoke. And that smoke, instead of being a source of illumination, is something that causes suffocation and causes blindness. So it's not just like water, that yeah, it doesn't have any internal heat, but it's not something that causes discomfort to the eyes or strangulation. Chol adam lo yikrav be'es hahi aleh. At that time, after the fire is extinguished, now you just have smoke, nobody's going to go over there. Yisrachik mena lahal. Person is going to get as far away as possible. Ma she'enkein. However, That's not always the case. כשיש דבר המפסיק ביניהם. If there's something that differentiates them, אז אין שנאה. Then there will not be any hatred. ואין תחרות. And there will not be bitter competition. בין האש והמים, between the fire and the water. ואדרבה, to the contrary, המים מבעבים מסיחס האש. The water will be boiling up from having been warmed by the water. ומספלם יופי יופי. And have been impacted in a very positive way. Vain parrots, vain youth. And there's no negative consequence. This is ideal. So the real problem is the fire and water coming in direct contact, but through a separation, that's wonderful. So too did God imprint within the nature of the nations of the world and Israel, when they are together. The nature of Israel, Or haseichel, is the light of the intellect, v'charitzus b'chol dvar Torah v'das, and a sharpness in every matter pertaining to Torah and religion, v'gam b'pe'ula v'emuna b'elohi, and also in its actions, in faith, in the God, Olam, of the universe. This is something that is unique to the qualities of Israel as a teva, as a nature. V'ha'amim ha'kadmonim hayu obdelil. And the earlier nation were heathens that worshipped false gods. V'gam halichas Yisrael hein v'kishron hamidus v'chachma. And the ways of Israel also were with good sense, good qualities, the chachma, with wisdom. Mashalohai ba'amim ha'piroim milifnim. This is not the case for the savages that used to be. V'nosan lahem es ha'koach lahachshir es ha'umos ha'olam. And it was given to them the capacity to prepare the nations of the world to achieve their purpose of creation for themselves. What does that mean? To recognize the glory of God. And in the fear of God. As I've written, Mala earlier in Ozdali, ulehetiv es daito, bemidos ubeyushva olam, and to improve their understanding in qualities of midos, of character, and in civilization. Develop a thriving civilization. That's what God wants from the nations of the world. Many thriving civilizations. Vikoach ish echad Mishrael, and the force of one man from Israel, Yofe. It's good. Laharchiv es deosav lifnei talmidim v'chaverim rabim. To spread out his understanding, his knowledge, before the students and friends, who are many. V'heimo yafutzu vilamdu, and they will go out and teach tohei haruach bina, those that are of errant spirit, from their own civilization, or lacking thereof, umitzad hasvara, and just the logical thinking about this, hayu ru'uyim lios ovim zelze. This should create a sense of solidarity, one to the other. Achar she'am Yisrael meitiv umachshir es umas olam, since the nation of Israel helps benefit and prepare the nations of the world to fulfill their purpose. Ube'emes yesh kayom rabim gedolei umos baratzos Europa. And the truth is that today there are many great ones of the nations in the lands of Europe, shemakirim es ha'emes, that recognize the truth, ve'ohav mosam, and they are Judeophiles. They recognize the Jewish contribution to civilization, and therefore they appreciate that. Omekuyim omekavim anachnu sheyirbu kamosam kehen v'kehen. And our hope is that they should be increased and increased. V'aleim k'siv b'shir ha-mikdash, ha-mikudash, shir shirim zayin alef, sheyomru shuvi shuvi ha-shulamis. In Shir Shirim Zayin it says, right. Return, return, the complete one. Shuvi shuvi nechsevach. Return, return, that I shall see you. Kimavur bepirushi metiv shir, shein igerset ha-teiman l'rambam zah. If you want to look, then a sieve speaks about it over there. This idea that falling forth with the Rambam in his letter to Teiman, where the Jews were under tremendous pressure to convert to Islam. This dynamic between the Jewish people and the nations of the world. Avla ad ato. But until now, hitviya kadosh baruch hu shehema mikanim belibam zeze. What did God do? He created a nature that there is a jealousy in our hearts between one and the other, between the Jewish people and the non-Jewish people. Kamo eshmaim, just like fire and water. B'shetef hakina ma'aved u'mashchis har b'misrael b'rash u'v'muhuma. And the flooding of jealousy causes great loss and destruction from Israel, with great sound and tumult. Kemo barotzus Morocco v'Romania. Like what has happened in the lands of Morocco and Romania. Ubime Avinayim, and in the interlude to these destructive periods, Hayu Yotzin min Hadas Revavos Alfeisra. Those who abandoned Judaism were many tens of thousands. Lo nishar sarid mehem begali. And there was no open Jew in these places. Ki'im bekoach tzafun. Other than by hiding. Hayu harbe anusim. There were many that were under duress. Shahaya bekocham laharchiv. They did have the ability to try and buy some time. L'eis mitzo es kocham. Le Elohe Yisrael, to try and find their power, the God of Israel. Aval kol ze higia bishvil shepagu ze baze mamish. What was the cause of this destruction? The direct interaction, this direct confrontation. She Yisrael lo chashu kol kach lios bedele mehem. The Jews were not careful enough to separate from them. Aidei ha-Torah mitzvos. What separates the Jew from other nations? The Torah and the mitzvos. The Torah is including Torah Sheba'al Peh, the not just the written law, which of course that is for everybody, but the mitzvos that are relevant for Jewish people specifically, and the Torah of those mitzvos, that is something that is what keeps the Jewish people distinct from other nations. And the Jews in these places were abandoning that. Azbo hamayim v'shatvu. Then the waters came and flooded them. V'nasu giruim upsuchim b'neim. And they were made lowly and inferior in their eyes. Acher shelo nisha lehem shum emun Elohis. Because they didn't have among them any faith in God. V'chol echad me'amim hamamin b'elohus. And every one of the nations that believes in God, Boreach Ma'Yisrael, Habel Demami, will flee from a member of Israel that does not believe. Uhu ha'afil b'deosu. And he is the most dark in his perspective. Sadly, they have a survey by religious group. Which religious groups have people self-identifying as this religion and as atheist? So you have Roman Catholics, you have Protestants, and sadly, I think it was Pew Research, sadly, the highest percentage were among Jews identifying as atheists. So that's terrible. It's terrible. That's something that you have. It's like smoke. It's like smoke. It doesn't provide illumination. There's no illumination there. The person would choke on that. So the only way for the Jew to be able to help properly is to be careful to keep the Torah and mitzvot. If he does that, he will be able to help, like he's supposed to, bring the nations to achieve their purpose of developing thriving civilizations wherever he is, whichever civilization he's able to impact.